Protests over the war in Gaza broke out on several college campuses last spring. Then, over the summer, officials at Indiana University created a new set of rules meant to limit demonstrations on their campus. And that, in turn, prompted a protest early Monday, hours before the university's new school term began. Aubrey Wright of member station WFIU reports.
It was just before midnight. A small group of students and faculty held a candlelight vigil Monday at Indiana University's entrance. Professor Ben Robinson, one of the organizers of the protest, said they were mourning the loss of free speech.
And this is to mark on the very first day of school, to mark our determination that the speech that we cherish won't die on this campus.
Last spring, IU students like those at other colleges pitched tents on campus while calling for an end to the war in Gaza and support for Palestinians. 57 people were arrested during the encampment, which came to an end after 100 days, exactly when a new university policy came into effect. It limits where protests can occur and prohibits any from taking place between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Signs and posters must be approved, and no camping is allowed. Students could be expelled if they violate the policy, and faculty could be fired. Board of Trustees Chair Quinn Buckner announced the changes during the summer.
There can be no disconnect between free speech and campus safety. Cannot happen. There are two sides of a very important coin.
Grad student Jeff Moscaratolo calls the new limits on protests oppressive.
We would need to seek approval from the institution that we are trying to change.
So instead, the group violated the new policy, giving speeches and maintaining their candlelight vigil until about 2 a.m. Moscaratolo says protests will continue.
We can take a cue from our history. We can speak out. We can resist.
Professor Ben Robinson agreed.
The moral energy of student protest and the solidarity with faculty and community has been something that cannot be bottled up.
The overnight vigil ended peacefully, and there were no arrests. A few hours later, classes were in session. For NPR News, I'm Aubrey Wright in Bloomington, Indiana.